A big drop in crude oil prices yesterday did not cause quite the stir on the financial markets that might normally be expected. Crude oil prices in New York fell more than $1.70 a barrel. However, both the Dow and the S&P closed lower. One reason may be jitters ahead of today's meeting by the Federal Reserve, though the recent trend in the market lately has been positive, NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Even with yesterday's lackluster session on Wall Street, blue-chip stocks are still up more than 3% in the past week. And most analysts don't believe the stock market's recent rally is running out of steam. Eugene Peroni is senior equity analyst with Claymore Advisors. He says, if anything, he thinks more buyers will be moving back into the market.
With oil falling, the elections out of the way now, that's putting more focus on stocks. We are seeing money flows improving in equities. So the buying potential in this market, I think, is still pretty significant.
And Peroni says the current market rise has also been broad-based, something he says is different from previous run-ups.
The market, for the most part, I think, has had a very well-structured advance. And more importantly, the market is not dependent upon any one group for leadership.
Clearly, investors were relieved by oil prices' continued decline to seven-week lows yesterday. Thomas Bentz is a senior energy analyst with BNP Paribas Commodity Futures in New York. He says when oil prices are high, investors worry about the effect on corporate earnings.
When you have crude trading $55 a barrel, it certainly could start to have an impact on the economy, and that's what people were becoming fearful of. And, you know, now that prices are falling, it's kind of taken some of the pressure off the financial markets.
Still, few, if any, traders in New York appear willing to bet on whether the recent decline in oil prices will stick. They say with stockpiles low, colder than expected weather in the Northeast could quickly push prices back up again. Most analysts expect the Federal Reserve to raise short-term interest rates by another quarter point at its meeting today. However, traders say that has largely been factored into stock prices already. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.